Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. And I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
And good morning. It is, wow, we're looking at 7:38 right now, getting closer and closer to that 8 o'clock hour. But we are so excited because this is an exciting half hour right here on Palmetto Mornings. 7:38, 70 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. That song right there, courtesy of our latest OTS Sports Wall and Fame inductee, 19th member, just announced, Dave Burridge. And Dave, congratulations. He's joining us on this Friday morning right here on Palmetto Mornings. And we're so happy to have you. And again, congratulations.
Thank you, Lucas. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Dennis Partlow's also here. And Dennis, I know you worked with Dave.
We did for a long time. We started out doing Winthrop basketball together. In fact, we started before then doing some high school football. But it was Winthrop basketball that kind of got us really started together.
Well, Dave, your resume is certainly impressive, and Alan Miller just ran through it a few minutes ago. But why don't you yourself just kind of highlight some of the big points in your career when you look back at it?
Okay. Yeah, like Dennis said, I started out as an intern here at the station. And the first football or sports broadcasting I did, I was Dennis's statistician and his engineer and general helpful guy, you know, in the broadcast booth. But in 1974, I was offered a full-time job here at the station, and I took it and stayed here for about 10 years and 7 seasons of doing high school football and 3 or 4 years, Dennis, of doing Winthrop basketball. So it was a good 10 years.
Alan was sharing with us just a glimpse behind the scenes, what it is to be prepared, how you study the teams. You make it look so easy, and the love of the sport always shines through, which I think is part of the magic here at OTS Media. How do you prepare for a game that you're going to be calling?
Well, essentially eat, sleep, breathe,
everything.
Sports. Yeah,
yes.
Because if you don't, you won't be prepared. And you have to love what you're doing, because if you don't, you won't be prepared. So I think I was a young guy when I started it out, and enjoyed doing it, enjoyed working with Dennis and Butch Wendell was the color commentator, Dennis and Butch. And so, yeah, it's just something you have to love to do, and you spend a lot of time when you're not on the air preparing for it.
Dave, what is a certain memory that sticks out with you, a championship, maybe a missed call, an exciting call? What's one or two memories that stand out during your career?
Well, the first football game that I ever did play-by-play for was in the 78 season, and Rock Hill High was playing Garinger in Charlotte at the old Shrine Bowl at Memorial Stadium.
Wow.
It was late August. It was hot. The press box had been closed all summer, so when we went into the press box to do the game, there were wasps everywhere, wasp nest in the ceiling. And so, you know, they didn't bother us, and obviously we didn't bother them. But the other thing I remember about that game is I went down to the field to get some information about the players, and the coach that I was talking to was a line coach for Rock Hill High, a fellow by the name of Moose Wallace. So, and it was, what, a year or two later he went to Louisville, and then the rest is history.
That's crazy. Dennis, as we know here on Palmetto Mornings, you have a relationship with the people you spend a lot of time with. You're talking on mic with them. You're talking off mic with them. Then they become a part of your extended family. Describe the relationship of what it was like to work with David and maybe something you learned from him as much as he learned from you.
I think the biggest thing, Dave was a professional from the very start. His attitude, his desire to be a professional was always there from the very first game or from the time he was engineering and doing stats with us. He was always there and was always the perfect person to have with you. And then to work with him as the years went on was really special for me, and we got along well. We traveled well. We, you know, going to Dave and I probably did the first basketball rainout ever.
Well, I don't even understand that. What is a basketball rainout?
We went to a college in South Carolina with the Winthrop, followed them, and all of a sudden the roof started to leak. And after about a minute of play, Neil Gordon was the coach at the time and said, "We're not playing anymore," and the game was called off. So it was the first rainout in basketball history that we know of and that we were a part of. So that's one of the great memories that I have, you know, of working with Dave.
It's amazing. Rainouts and wasps.
Yeah, that's right.
Love of the sport.
You have to understand that Winthrop in those days was not a Division I program. They were NAIA, and they were a pretty classy program for NAIA. But yeah. Some of the teams that we were scheduled to play,
right.
You know, the gyms were in terrible condition. Mm.
Wow.
Small schools.
We're speaking with David Burridge. He was just inducted as the 19th member of the OTS Sports Wall of Fame. David, I know you have since retired from broadcasting.
I have.
Is it exciting to see what technology and what sports, what they're like today compared to when you were covering us?
Yeah. Well, it's just like I was telling Dennis, you know, this is an amazing studio. This whole setup here is so different from what we had back in the day. We had one radio station. We had one game of the week, one game.
Wow.
And that was whoever was playing, Rock Hill or Northwestern, whoever was playing at the stadium, that was the game of the week.
Wow.
So, yeah, things have changed quite a bit.
We are looking back at our past here at OTS Media and meeting our latest inductee into the OTS Sports Wall of Fame, our 19th member, just introduced moments ago, Dave Burridge. And Dave, congratulations once again. Your resume is so long, it fits on a page, probably a page and a half, but well-deserved for sure.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
We brought in some other familiar voices. We have Gene Knight, who's also a member of the OTS Media Sports Wall of Fame, as well as Perry Sutton, Coach Perry Sutton, who's joining the OTS team this year, calling high school football games. And good morning to you guys as well.
Good morning, Gene.
Let's start with you, class of 2013. Talk a little bit about the importance of being named to this really elite class. Only 19 members over the time, and just the fraternity of guys that you all have created.
It was kind of funny when I was named. My wife looked at the listener guide, and she said, "You're in the same thing with Charles Kuralt."
Yeah, baby. You like me now?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. Yeah, baby. Anyway, she was really amazed. She's originally from North Carolina, so very familiar with Charles Kuralt.
Love him.
Yeah, exactly. But
love
it's,
you too,
it's
Gene.
It is a great honor when you look at all the people that are in there, David. We'll be in touch with you about the initiation. It's a little rough later on. But,
oh, my.
Alan didn't say anything about that.
Be afraid.
Exactly.
Well,
go ahead. It is a great honor when you look at the gentlemen who are in there with you, and you know, I'm extremely, extremely humbled to be with these gentlemen as well.
Each one provides their own personality. What will Dave now add to the Wall of Fame?
I think Dave is, like you said, Dave's been doing it a long time. I've been doing it 37 years. Dave's, I think, a little bit longer than me, but started before me. He may have done games I played in. We know he did the game that Perry played in, and at the Garinger game. We were talking about that out in the green room, so I'll let Perry go on from there.
Yeah, Perry, share some of those details, because Dave was talking about that game just moments ago.
Yes, well, first of all, congratulations, Dave, on being elected into the Hall of Fame. But yes, yeah, so when we were sitting there talking before this interview, he started talking about the game, and I was like, "Wait a minute, I played in that game." So you've been doing this for a long time, and he said, "Yeah, I remember you." Yeah, so it's great to be here and actually talk to him and exchange some conversations with him about that back then and what he's done over the years. So again, I want to say congratulations, and also thank you as being one of the young men that you helped get our names out there.
Okay, great. Well, that was the name of the game back when I was doing high school ball, is you wanted to mention as many different players by name, because that was the key. You know, they wanted to hear their name on the radio. Their families did.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Perry, you just kind of alluded to it a little bit. As a player, and you've gone through all the phases, now a coach, you know how important it is for the sportscasters to give a voice to your players and to your team. And as we have learned, that's so important now, still in 2019. But as you've seen the whole progression, what's it like now to sit next to a guy who called a game and is now part of the OTS Sports Wall of Fame? And you too, one day, probably will be part of this elite group.
I don't know if I'll be in that Hall of Fame group. But you're right, the importance of them, that's one of the reasons that I decided to be a part of this, is that because it gives us an opportunity to help these young men get their name out there, so we can either help them further their careers, whether through college or whatever they want to do. So it's a great vehicle, and glad to be a part of it and follow in the footsteps of people like Dave, and try to do at least half as good as you did.
And today we are inducting the latest member into the OTS Sports Wall of Fame. Congratulations to Dave Burridge. He becomes the 19th member of this elite group.
Oh, thank you.
Let me applaud in it.
That's so true.
Well deserved.
We've got more folks who you work with over the years. We're going to start with one of the original OGs when it comes to the OTS Sports Wall of Fame. We have Stephen Stone. And Stephen is part of the original class, and you can see the class grow year after year, or the Wall of Fame grow year after year. How excited are you all to welcome Dave now to this?
Very excited, because this for me was long overdue. Mr. Burridge was here a number of years before I came along, and I thought this was only fitting this time around, that one of the predecessors, I mean, you know, this man laid the groundwork for me and all the others who came along back during that era with him. And it's a great honor not only to welcome him, but to finally get to meet him.
That's so true. Because on Friday nights, a lot of times we're just calling sports or games. You guys come in, get your stuff, and then you leave. And sometimes you never interact with each other.
I pass the boys in the park, you know, I mean, because I'm in here now as opposed to back when I was going out and doing the games. But, yeah, you know, I pass them in the parking lot. I get a chance to say, hey, you know, I'll see you after the game and all that. And if they have a problem, we'll have contact, you know, because we have to fix the problem here. But other than that, you know, I just pretty much, like everybody else, am listening to the games and hearing them, you know. So this is, you know, being on the other side of the microphone, so to speak, with Friday nights, you know. Going out in the field, it's great. There's nothing like calling a game on a Friday night in South Carolina.
Wow. Another inductee to the OTS Sports Wall of Fame, we have Chuck Roberts, who was part of the 2016 class. And Chuck, you also have a great relationship with Dave because you were also a CN2 alum.
Exactly. We need to go to lunch one day and trade war stories together.
We'll
tell you some stories.
I want to come.
Come on. Okay. Have a good time. Dave... is going back to what Stephen said, laid the foundation for a lot of us to follow his footsteps, not only just here at WRHI with sports, but he was so versatile and talented behind the scenes. A lot of people don't see that. And then kind of pioneering that CN2 infancy, really, Lucas, when you go back, because we were on Oakland Avenue mm-hmm. when you first started with very limited resources, but he did it all. You saw him on TV every night, but then you don't see what he had to do the rest of the day with maybe, how many people did you have working with you then?
Oh, our original news crew was 5-6 people maybe.
Oh. And again, you got to write it, you got to video graphic, you got to edit it, and then you got to put it on. So it's been interesting just kind of following him in his career and having the opportunity to kind of follow behind him. Mm-hmm. But just a very versatile, talented, and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Well, that's really good to know. And to have that relationship and that partnership that's really grown over the years between CN2 News, again, locally owned WRHI, locally owned as well, and television and radio, and viewers and listeners get the best of both worlds for sure. And Alan, I know you're a big part of that relationship to make sure we continue to grow together, and to have two alumni here. It's very exciting.
Well, it is exciting, and especially it's great to be here with Dave Burridge. Dave and I go way back to the beginning.
Oh, I was here when Alan came. Yeah. I was already an employee of the station when he came through. So
how about that?
So he was one of my mentors. So.
Well, he was a great voice, and immediately when I came here, I said, you know, he needs to be doing more. And so we promoted him in several positions, and next thing You know, he was the voice of sports in this area. But this is just the first of several things that are going to happen to you over the next couple of months.
Ooh, okay.
Because you're going to get your official shirt. We're going to pay tribute to you sometime during the season, during high school football tonight. We're going to unveil your actual placard that'll be on the wall in here, and then there'll be a special ceremony at a Rock Hill game. You've chosen Rock Hill at halftime, so we'll get with them and work out a time where the crowd will be able to clap their hands and hear about your accomplishments and pay homage to another one of the greats from the Wall of Fame.
We're so excited. Again, Dave Burrage, the 19th member inducted into the OTS Sports Wall of
Fame. Our newest inductee to the Wall of Fame.
Yeah, the OTS Sports Wall of Fame, the 19th member inducted this morning, Dave Burrage. And Dave, congratulations once again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me.
Very impressive resume. Ping pong between calling all kind of sports, especially with Winthrop as well, which was pretty an exciting time. I spent a lot of years over at CN2. I was part of the first face and the first voice from when CN2 started more than 20-something years ago as well. So it's really exciting to share the microphone with you as an alumni of that and, of course, what you all do, what you've done over the years here. But what's your life like now off the microphone?
Well, I'm retired. My wife and I both are retired. We have two grandkids, 7 and 9, that we're raising, and so that keeps us really busy. We're looking forward to school starting in another week.
Yeah. Happy time of the year, but you look great.
Well, thank you.
Obviously, whatever you're doing is working for you, and I'm sure your wife looks great too.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
She does.
I think that you must have learned at an early age that you loved what this is all about and found your career pathing. Tell us about how you went from one industry to the next, basically.
Well, when I first thought about getting into radio, I was just out of high school. I had gone my freshman year to USC Lancaster. Winthrop was still an all-girls school. Uh-huh. And I eventually went back to Winthrop while I was working here and got my degree. But the thing is, the time that I was in college, I knew that I can't be a radio disc jockey the rest of my life, you know. I just didn't have the pipes for it. And so I thought, well, what can I do to diversify? And I loved sports. I was a music fan, but I loved sports. And I thought, well, maybe I could do that. And they gave me a chance to work with Dennis, and then later Alan gave me a chance to do it on my own. So it was a lot of fun. And then moving into news, and I also knew that, well, maybe TV news is the way to go, and that's eventually what I did.
Do you miss broadcasting at all? I know you're retired. You really put the mic aside, but is there ever a certain point when something happens, maybe a big sporting event, a big news event, that you're like, man, I would love to be on the front lines, or, you know, been there, done that? That's a new generation.
Well, whenever I turn the radio on Friday nights and there's a game on, I think about, oh, I'd love to be there doing that game. But but no, I don't miss it because, quite frankly, I'm so busy you know, trying to raise these kids. You
know. Understandable.
That's right. What are some of your hobbies? What do you do, again, when you're not busy being a granddad?
Ooh, good question.
We should ask, what do your grandkids like to do?
Right,
because
yes,
that's
exactly
what you're probably doing.
Yeah, well, they're involved in sports at our church, Lakewood Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And they're good kids, but you know how kids are. Sometimes, you know,
you'd
rather they go away
for a
few minutes.
Do they know you're famous?
I don't think so. I mean, we don't talk about that because it was so many years ago, and I don't think they would really understand it anyway.
Well, we've got it on Facebook Live, so
right.
If they're doing any of that, they know now.
Yeah.
That is so true. Dave, can you talk a little bit about the importance of having, we talked about it a few seconds ago, about we're entering our 75th season covering high school football here at WRHI. Between WRHI on the radio, CN2 providing the video portion of it, as well as we do video here at OTS Media, but the importance of having that kind of voice in this part of the state where you look at the bigger cities throughout our state that have markets designed just for those industries.
Yeah, I think things have changed so much when I was doing radio because, like I said, we just had one station and one game of the week, and now you were doing, what, 6 or 8 games every Friday night? Yeah. So it's a big, big change. So I think as the state has grown, you know, Rock Hill certainly is one of the, 4 or 5 largest cities population-wise. Mm-hmm.
So I think that from that point of view, you know, the stations doing the games should be thought of as, you know, these are top-of-the-line broadcasts, top-of-the-line announcers. And I don't really think there's another group of stations in the state that really does what OTS does. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that that as things have progressed, the station here has also progressed.
I think that's the key,
yeah,
and you're
totally
right.
Agree.
You've grown, but you can't do it without those who have gone before and paved the way. And that is really what the Wall of Fame is all about, is giving that honor to the pioneers and just the ones who have just taught us so much to be able to do what we mm-hmm. do every day. Not that I've ever called sports. I mean, let me tell you, I missed my own kid playing in a football game one time. That's when I knew I did not have an eye for it. But I do enjoy learning about it. And mm-hmm. now I have a greater appreciation for the game, how it's played, and the production side of what it takes to deliver the game in a way that is entertaining to watch.
Yeah, there's the typical football game is, what, about two and a half mm-hmm. hours, maybe 3 hours on the air. But the time for preparation before you ever get to where you turn the mic on is hours and hours on end. And I'm sure any of these guys, Chris and all the other guys, could tell you that, yeah, we don't just show up on Friday night and do these games. We prepare quite a bit.
And that's such a great point. As Patty pointed out earlier this morning, the career pathing for this, so many folks want to be on radio, on television, because it's fun, and it certainly is, but also to your point as well, we've made it fun for them because of all the research, that all the work that goes on behind the scenes, not having a day off between basically August and December. There's a lot of stuff, sweat equity you have to give up on your own to make it the quality product that it is. And it is a compliment when people want to go into your industry because we've made it fun. And to your point, of all the research that you've done over the years and provided such a great voice to so many athletes.
Well, thank you. Here, I appreciate it.
In the listening area. Congratulations once again to the 19th member inducted into the OTS Sports Wall of Fame, Dave Burridge. It became as a secret vote. You got 73.7% of the ballots this year, and congratulations.
Thank
Dave.
You. I appreciate it.
Once again, congratulations.
Awesome.
You'll be added to the list, and as Alan said, you'll begin your press tour in the next or during this football season. So congratulations again, Dave Burridge.